Number eight.
Item number eight, Org Unit 2900, Courts Pretrial Services, page 181.
Could you tell me how far you're planning to go before we break?
I've got shots set for 12:30.
I'd like to keep going if possible, but I...
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, we've had people sitting here all morning. We may take a short break when we're done with Judge Kremer, before we start the sheriff. But do you, after item eight, you're done, right?
Yes, sir.
Your last item, and then we have, I don't know if Senator's here, so we'll hear from him, and then we'll break before the sheriff.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. This is just a continuation of the combined courts budget. This involves our pretrial services budget. Again, this is essentially a cost to continue budget. The one item that I would like to highlight is that there is some additional money, a small amount, I think about $55,000 or thereabouts, to operate a database case management system that the county's IMSD department is building for us with funds from this year, and it is they're just starting the process now. It should take about 5 months to run, to build, and then we'll have that to be able to allow us to more quickly and accurately see what's happening with all the various parts of the criminal justice system. Other than that, the budget is the same as it has been for a number of years, and with me is Holly Shablowski, who runs the pretrial services department for the courts and is, I think, without a doubt, the most valuable employee we have in the court system. And I tell her that every day, especially when she gets offers from other places.
She gets instead of a raise.
Any questions on this unit? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I see that the day reporting center, is it a contract that would now be under HOC?
Yes.
Just want you to brief us in I guess, the relationship between the courts and
sure.
HOC and moving forward with that, and then maybe a long-term solution
sure.
to finding a place for the daily reporting center.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Supervisor, I should have brought that up myself. I'm sorry. That is a significant change. Historically, this the Day Reporting Center, when it was created about 15 years ago or so, was run by the superintendent of the House of Correction. And then when the House of Correction and the Sheriff's Department were merged, it was taken over by the sheriff. About 3 years ago now, the sheriff and the then county executive, maybe 4 years ago, the sheriff and then county executive Walker proposed closing the Day Reporting Center because, along with other programs, that the House of Correction, the sheriff was not interested in running them. While I do not and did not believe it was part of the mission of the courts to run a Day Reporting Center, I felt strongly that we needed this facility and its programming in Milwaukee County, and so I agreed to run the Day Reporting Center. Well, I agreed to have Holly run the Day Reporting Center, and so I agreed with the county to take over the management, operational management. It's still my opinion that it is not the function or mission of the courts to do that, so I was extremely happy to turn this facility over to the superintendent of the House of Correction, who I know shares a very enlightened view of the mission of facilities like the Day Reporting Center and the programming that goes on there. So I was very happy to have Mr. Hafeman and his command staff take over the running of the facility. So long term, I hope it stays with the House of Correction and the superintendent there.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Jersey.
Yeah, and we haven't been asking this question and should probably be a little more vigilant on it, but there are quite a few contracts on page 183 that are in the budget and specifically points out to us, in lieu of separate review and approval, once they're in the budget, they're going to be approved. So I guess the question that I want to hear, and having served on the Judiciary Committee for quite a few years, I have heard all of these contracts come before us, But are any of these contracts, and that's universal screening with Justice Point, TAD grant operation, Justice Point, drug treatment coordinator, Justice Point, OWI, SCRAM program, Wisconsin Community Services, pretrial drug testing, community services, and then GPS monitoring, Justice Point. Are there any significant changes to any of those contracts?
Mr. Chairman, Madam Supervisor, these are all issued as a result of an RFP done a year and a half ago, and they're two-year contracts, so we're in the second year. So we will be in the three-year contract. So we're moving into the second year, but all of them were brought to the county board at the time that this RFP was done and the original contracts were let. And no, the specific answer to your question is there are no changes going forward. These are contracts related to our pretrial service program. They are not the contracts related to what goes on at the day reporting center. That is now and will be under Superintendent Hafman's direction and responsibility.
So they actually were let for 3 years?
Correct.
And not 1 year with an option or anything like that?
They were 3 years.
They're one-year contracts with the option to renew each year. Because we're really contingent, Holly Sobleski, Judicial Review Coordinator, we are contingent every year on the county board budget process and funding. So while we do the RFP to cover a three-year period, we actually have to execute a contract each year.
Right. Okay. And you're recommending that we approve these additional contracts for another year. And I assume when we finish the three-year period, we'll do a new RFP. Is that your understanding?
That is correct, yes.
Correct. And I should also say, Mr. Chairman, Madam Chairman, that we have a pretrial services advisory committee that looked at these contracts and what the various providers said they could do, and then also a committee that reviewed the RFP and made the selections. And there are members of the county board on that advisory committee. So,
thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Johnson.
No, I just say not one of those members. That's annoying.
Okay. I guess you're done.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Our next item.
Item number 9, Org Unit 2430, Child Support Services, page 184.
This is the guy who should be coming.